Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and welcome to Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour or so, I shall be reading to you regarding the goings-on in our listening area in the coming days and weeks. We use various sources for our information, including the Arts and Living section from last Sunday's News and Observer, the current weekend section of the News and Observer, the Independent Weekly, as well as the Pinecone Traditional Review, and other news releases from various venues, such as the North Carolina Symphony. So let's start this week's edition of Triangle Bulletin Board by talking once again about the Pinecone Traditional Review concert series, which is gradually winding down. We have two more performances to go in the series for 2011-2012. The next one is on May 13th at 3 p.m. in the Daniels Auditorium in Raleigh, which is part of the North Carolina Museum of History. And that'll feature Sheila K. Adams, 3 o'clock May 13th in the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History. And that museum, of course, is located at 5 East Edenton Street in downtown Raleigh. Also in that same venue, the Daniels Auditorium, on June 10th at 3 p.m., Grass Street. And that will be the final performance for the 2011-2012 Pinecone Concert Series. So May 13th, Sheila K. Adams, June 10th, Grass Street, both start at 3 p.m., and both will be in the Daniels Auditorium in Raleigh at the North Carolina Museum of History. And, of course, those concerts are free of charge. And in addition to a weekend of free concerts, Pinecone continues to promote ongoing participatory music jams and sessions that give community members the opportunity to take part in the music making. The Pinecone Bluegrass Jam meets the second and fourth Monday of the month at the Busy Bee Cafe. And the Busy Bee Cafe is located at 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. The Pinecone Irish Music Session meets every Sunday afternoon at Tir Nog Nog, and that's located at 218 South Blunt Street in Raleigh. And a monthly Shape Note Sing is held on the fourth Sunday of each month at the Friends Meeting House in Raleigh, which is located at 625 Tower Street in Raleigh. So you have a lot to take in with the Pinecone goings-on, and those sessions, those extra sessions, go pretty much year-round. And if you're looking for some ideas to celebrate Mother's Day and at the same time stick to a budget, there's another concert being offered by Pinecone, not part of the series, but it's a concert nevertheless. It's a Red June, a trio of veteran acoustic musicians from Asheville will perform at Carey's Sertoma Amphitheater on Saturday, May 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Once again, this concert is free and open to the public, and advance copies of their new album, Beauty Will Come, will be available at this concert before its official June release. And as I mentioned, Sheila K. Adams will perform on May 13th, and Grass Street will perform on June the 10th. And if you're looking forward to Pinecone's next season, which will run from 2012 to 2013, tickets go on sale to the Carolina Chocolate Drops on May 17th for the concert that will take place on September 21st in Raleigh, and that will kick off Pinecone's 2012-2013 Down Home Concert Series in May Mondi Concert Hall, which is part of the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Pinecone members can purchase sales prior to that date on May 14th to May 16th. And the tickets for the Carolina Chocolate Drops concert run from $39 to $49 for the general public, and from $34 to $44 for Pinecone members. For more information about all of what's going on with Pinecone, go to www.pinecone.org. And as I've been telling you for the past several weeks, the North Carolina Symphony is having a Western swing, a Western tour of North Carolina Western counties. And on Friday, April 27th, the symphony will perform at the Blue Ridge Conference Hall at Blue Ridge Community College in Flat Rock. That performance Friday, April 27th at 7:30 p.m. And on Saturday, April 28th at 8 p.m., the symphony will perform at Memorial Hall on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill. That's Saturday, April 28th at 8 p.m. And the regular tickets for this, by the way, the performance for that concert in Chapel Hill is entitled Beethoven and Beyond. And tickets range, and the Chapel Hill tickets range from $18 to $38, $30 tickets for seniors and $10 for students. Tickets are available by going to ncsymphony.org or by calling North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. Memorial Hall, which, of course, again, is located on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill, is located at 208 East Cameron Street on the campus. That's Saturday, April 28th at 8 p.m., the North Carolina Symphony performing Beethoven and Beyond. And we are getting closer to that date when Itzhak Perlman will perform with the North Carolina Symphony. That date is May 15th, which is a Tuesday, and that will take place in Maimandi Concert Hall on Tuesday, May 15th at 7:30 p.m. The symphony, led by resident conductor William Henry Curry, will appear with Itzhak Perlman on that day. Tickets are available by going to ncsymphony.org or by calling 919-733-2750 or toll-free at 877-627-6724. Tickets will also be available through Ticketmaster at ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. Itzhak Perlman enjoys superstar status, rarely afforded a classical musician. In recent years, he took part in the inauguration of President Barack Obama, earned a Kennedy Center honor for his distinguished achievements and contributions to the cultural and educational life of the United States, and performed at a state dinner for the Queen and Duke of Edinburgh, hosted by President George W. Bush at the White House, among many other accomplishments. Itzhak Perlman with the North Carolina Symphony, and if I haven't mentioned what he's going to be performing, I will now. It'll be Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, and that's with the symphony on Tuesday. That's not Friday or Saturday now. Tuesday on May 15th at 7:30 p.m. in Maimandi Concert Hall. And internationally acclaimed singer-songwriter Natalie Merchant will join the North Carolina Symphony for a single performance on Tuesday, May 29th at 7:30 p.m. And that also will take place at Maimandi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh. And tickets for this one-night-only performance are currently on sale. You can purchase them online by going to ncsymphony.org or by calling North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750, toll-free 1-877-627-6724. Tickets will also be available through Ticketmaster at ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. Over the past 30 years, Merchant's distinctive voice gift for storytelling through music, and unique stage presence have earned her a place among America's most respected artists. She joins the orchestra led by conductor James Bagwell for selections from her latest album, Leave Your Sleep, along with new and previously recorded songs. Natalie Merchant with the North Carolina Symphony, Tuesday, May 29th at 7:30 p.m. in Maimondi Concert Hall. And the North Carolina Symphony's popular outdoor concerts return for another season as the Rex Healthcare Summerfest series brings thrilling music for relaxed listening to the Carey's Cocobooth Amphitheater. This summer marks the 27th anniversary of performances at Regency Park and the orchestra's 12th season in the stunning Lakeside Pavilion built by the town of Carey. Most performances begin at 7:30 p.m., but concertgoers may bring picnics, blankets, and lawn chairs as early as 5 p.m. to enjoy the striking surroundings before the music begins. Children at the age of 12 and under are admitted free, so attending a North Carolina Symphony concert at the Booth Amphitheater is a wonderful summer bargain. And this Summerfest opening night launches the Summer of Music on May 26th, featuring Play with the Pros. And that performance will be led by resident conductor and Summerfest artistic director William Henry Curry, and, of course, the North Carolina Symphony. The summer celebration continues on Sunday, June 3rd, with Rhapsody in Blue, highlighting great works by Leonard Bernstein and more, including, of course, George Gershwin. Music director Grant Llewellyn conducts a sophisticated program that features guest pianist Clara Yang, who has been praised by critics for her superb techniques and extraordinary musical understanding. And by popular demand, Maestro Curry and the orchestra will revisit a program that was rained out last year. On Saturday, June the 9th, the symphony presents works that celebrate the wonders of the natural world. And that concert is titled Pines of Rome. And that'll be on Saturday, June 9th. On Saturday, June 16th, Fables for Families brings beloved stories to life musically as Maestro Curry and the North Carolina Symphony perform The Witch's Ride from Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. On Saturday, June 23rd, associate conductor Sarah Hicks takes us back a few decades for Totally 80s Rewind. And the Summerfest series finishes up on July 7th with associate conductor Sarah Hicks and A Night in Paris. Enjoy great hits by Paris's most famous musical denizens, including Edith Piaf and Django Reinhardt. Gershwin's An American in Paris provides plenty of ooh-la-la for our grand finale evening. And in addition to all these concerts, as always, the symphony will perform at the Booth Amphitheater on Wednesday, July 4th, for all the excitement, fireworks, and patriotic favorites of the Triangle's best Independence Day celebration. And the North Carolina Pops Pops concert season for 2012-2013 has been announced. And rather than go through each of the performances, since we are talking next fall through next spring, you just be aware that the Pop series will be taking place again starting in November. I'm sorry, in September, continuing through May of 2013. For information about this series, call the North Carolina Symphony Audience Services number at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 877-627-6724. You can also use those numbers to get more information about the Summerfest series at the Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary. And the North Carolina Symphony unveiled a thrilling new series of performances that promises to entertain and delight North Carolina's young musicians and maestros. the 2012-2013 NCS Kids Young People's Concerts are hour-long adventures into the world of symphonic music, perfect for children ages 4 through 12 and their families. The series opens on Saturday, October 27th, with Halloween Spooktacular. It continues on Saturday, January 5th, with Tales of Enchantment. And closes on Saturday, March 9th, with Rhythms in Your Rubbish. Each of the 2012-2013 NCS Kids Young People's Concerts will be performed twice at 1 p.m. and again at 4 p.m. And the three concert series ticket subscriptions are available now for just $39. And once again, that number to call if you're interested, 919-733-2750, or toll free at 1-877-627-6724. And those concerts, if I haven't already mentioned it, will take place in Maimonte Concert Hall, located in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. And the North Carolina Symphony Classical season will take place again, starting in September. That will be the 80th season for the Symphony Orchestra. And to celebrate the 80th season, there will be a gala event kickoff on June 7th, which will celebrate the 80th anniversary of the symphony. That's a that gala fundraising event on June 7th is entitled Mission Possible, and that's a black tie fundraising gala event at the Pavilions at the Angus Barn, and it'll be an extraordinary evening of performances by members of the North Carolina Symphony. The symphony will conduct several concerts during the season, and the 2012-2013 series begins and ends with 100th anniversary celebrations and opening concerts on September 13th through 15th in 2012, and will cap the season on May 16th through the 18th, 2013. The concert in September will feature the 100th anniversary of Ravel's Passionate Daphne et Chloe, and the closing performance on May 16th through the 18th will feature the 100th anniversary of Stravinsky's groundbreaking ballet, The Rite of Spring. So it looks like another exciting classical season for the North Carolina Symphony in 2012 and 2013. Now let's move on to the goings-on in the town of Cary, and as we know, there is always a lot going on over there. From April 25th through May 23rd, the Hobnob Jazz Series, featuring the Triangle's most talented jazz musicians, will perform from 5 to 8 p.m. on Wednesdays, beginning April 25th through May 23rd, and tickets are on sale at the Cocobuff Amphitheater in Cary. That's at Regency Park, and go to www.boothamphitheater.com. Excuse me. Let's do that again. www.boothamphitheater.com for information about that series. On Friday, April 27th, the Cary Art Loop will take place at 6 p.m. in downtown Cary and beyond, and that event is free of charge. For information, go to caryartloop.org. And from April 27th through the 29th, as well as performances on May 4th through the 6th, the Cary Players presents The Rainmaker. Once again, Friday and Saturday, performances are at 7:30 p.m., Sundays at 3 p.m., and those dates again, April 27th through the 29th, May 4th through the 6th, and all of those performances will take place in the new Cary Performing Arts Center. That phone number is 919-469-4069. On April 28th, Saturday, the Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival will take place in Fred Bond Park in Cary from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's a free event, and for information, call 919-469-4061. That's Saturday, April 28th, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival in Fred Bond Park in Cary. And continuing in Cary, the third annual Friends of the Page Walker Herb Fest will welcome festival goers to stroll through booths selling a wide variety of herbs, crafts, and garden products. You can also enjoy the music of Charles Pate Duo starting at 2 p.m. That's on Saturday, May 5th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., rain or shine, at the Page Walker Arts and History Museum. And that's a free event and will feature, in addition to the music, activities for kids as well. And on Friday, May 11th, in downtown Cary, at the corner of Kildare Farm Road and Academy Street, another free event, Yankovic Day, a polka plus band. The Yankovic Day concert is designed to bring polka fans together to hear the music of the late Frankie Yankovic, and 2012 will be the 17th annual concert performed by the polka plus band. Friday, May 11th, 7 p.m., downtown Cary, at the corner of Kildare Farm Road and Academy Streets. That is a free event. Now let's move on to some of the goings-on in the area outside of Raleigh and Cary. On May 2nd through the 27th at the Durham Performing Arts Center, the Tony Award-winning play Wicked returns to the Performing Arts Center. The acclaimed Tony Award-winning play, the story of the Wicked Witch of the West and Glinda the Good, returns for a month-long run. That's May 2nd to the 27th at the Durham Performing Arts Center, which is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. For ticket information, call 919-680-2787 or go to www.ticketmaster.com. Wicked, May 2nd to the 27th at the Durham Performing Arts Center. And back in Raleigh, the Steel Magnolias, a play by Robert Harling, is being performed right now and will be performed through April 29th, which is Sunday. And those performances take place at the A.J. Fletcher Theater, which is, of course, part of the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The play stars Tony Award winner Beth Level as Malin, and she, of course, is a Raleigh native. Tickets are on sale by calling Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000, or you can book online by going to nctheater.com. Steel Magnolias, now through April 29th at the A.J. Fletcher Theater in downtown Raleigh. And the Science Festival, featuring hundreds of events statewide, fun for all ages, will take place, is taking place from April 13th through April 29th, and that includes Raleigh Rock and Walking Tour. That takes place on Friday, April 27th at 3 p.m. in downtown Raleigh. That's a free event, and if you want to participate in that, you can meet at the Museum of Natural Sciences. Also on Friday, April 27th at 7 p.m. at the Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill, Groove Music, the Art and Culture of the Hip-Hop DJ. And on Saturday, April 29th at the Johnston Community College in Clayton, Family Science Discovery Day, and that will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 28th. Each of those three events, part of the statewide science festival, are free and open to the public. To find more events near you, visit the ncsciencefestival.org. So Friday, April 27th at 3 p.m., Raleigh Rockin' Walkin' Tour, and at 7 p.m. in Chapel Hill, Groove Music, the Art and Culture of the Hip-Hop DJ, and on Saturday, April 28th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Johnston Community College Family Science Discovery Day. And speaking of the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, as you well know, that new wing opened this past week, and there's a lot going on there. And one of the questions you can get an answer to is, why dinosaurs taste like chicken? That's an interesting one. The new wing is now open. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences is located in downtown Raleigh at the corner of Jones and Salisbury Streets. And you can get further information by going to naturalsciences.org. And on Friday, April 27th through Sunday, April 29th, the Southern Women's Show will take place at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. On the 27th, the hours are from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. On the 28th, which is Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And on Sunday, the 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., food, fashion, celebrity guests, health, beauty, lifestyle, the Southern Women's Show. And you can get more information by going to southernwomensshow.com. And parking for this event is free of charge. And the North Carolina Opera presents Il Trovatore, Giuseppe Verdi opera, semi-staged, sung in Italian with English subtitles. And that'll be performed in Raleigh on Friday, April 27th at 8 p.m. in Maimondi Concert Hall. And on Sunday in Chapel Hill at Memorial Hall on Sunday, April 29th at 3 p.m. So that's April 27th and 29th. The opera presents Il Trovatore Friday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Two rivals love the same woman, while a dark family secret leads to a terrible vengeance, one of Verdi's greatest operas, with one hit tune after another, including the famous Anvil Chorus. For ticket information, call 919-792-3850 or go to ncopera.org. And Mike Cross, singer, songwriter, storyteller, and humorist, will appear at Durham's historic Carolina Theater on Saturday, May the 8th at 8 p.m. For ticket information, call 919-560-3030 or go to carolinatheater.org. Reserved seats are priced at $22, $25, and $28. So Mike Cross at the Carolina Theater in Durham on Saturday, May 5th, at 8 p.m. Sounds like a good concert. And here's an interesting festival that you might want to attend. It's entitled Got to Be NC Festival. It will take place May 18th to the 20th on the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. North Carolina Food and Wine Exposition, Fiberfest concerts, and a full carnival. Got to Be NC Festival, May 18th to the 28th on the fairgrounds at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. Free admission, free parking. And for more information, go to ncagfest.com. That's ncagfest.com. Sounds like it might be a lot of fun. And here is a festival that you might find interesting. On Saturday, May 5th, a Persian festival, Iranian Cultural Society of North Carolina, proudly presents the second annual Persian festival, and that will take place at the Carr Scott Building on the North Carolina State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. For information, go to ncpersianfestival.com. That's May 5th, 2012. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time, and thank you for listening.